بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على من بعث رحمة للعالمين، سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي وثمرة فؤادي، أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الهاديين المهديين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. وعجل فرجهم وفرجنا بهم يا كريم. In the beginning, I would like to request my dear brothers and sisters to recite Surah Al-Fatiha for the departed soul of the following brothers and sisters: Nawab Ali Karbalai, Sayyid Shahid Ali Naqvi, Sayyid Saeed Hussain, Akhtari Begham, and Qamir Jihan, and Sister Fatima bint Muhammad. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. صل على محمد وآل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال أهدي الظالمين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات. One of the most important message that we need to understand tonight while we are commemorating the Shahada of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi afdalu salati wa salam is to understand the true concept of Imama in Islam. This concept or the Imama, there's a lot of questions about it. A lot of brothers and sisters do ask about this. Is there any mention, is there any ayah in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the imamate? Two, what is the need or use of imamate in Islam? The Prophet, yes, we understand, he has to receive a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has to explain the Quran. But what about the imams? What is the use of having imam in our lives? For that matter, it's important tonight to understand the concept of imamate and the importance of imamate in our lives and Islam. For that matter, I would like to divide the topic and the reasoning into three parts to make it easier for us to digest and follow. Number one, we are going to base on some of the ayahs of the Holy Quran, which we all agree inshallah. Number two, then we go to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Also, to take from the saying of the Prophet in this regard. That is two. Number three, then we come to our own intellect. I'll put the Quran aside. Put the hadith aside. Now between you and I and our intellect that Allah gave us. Do we need imam or we don't? These are the categories that we're going to follow. So for those who are asking, where is the imamat in the Quran? Now listen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the imamah in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. What did Allah say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Lord of Ibrahim tested Ibrahim. Now listen, before we go into detail about this, let's talk about Prophet Ibrahim, who is the father of the prophets, who laid the seed of Islam. Quran tells us, هُوَ سَمَّاكُمْ بِالْمُسْلِمِينَ. He gave us the name of Muslims. That is Ibrahim. There are a lot of prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have sent to mankind. But among all those prophets, Allah only mentioned 25 in the Quran. Those 25 that are mentioned in the Quran, no one was ever been mentioned many times in the Quran like Ibrahim. Ibrahim is the only prophet that Allah has mentioned in the Quran more than he mentioned our own prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this Ibrahim, saying, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى Ibrahim, that the Lord of Ibrahim tested Ibrahim. Now listen. Don't think that you are the only people get tested, huh? The prophet also gets tested. Allah tells us in this ayah, إِذْ ابْتَلَى Ibrahim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim. And the test of Ibrahim is not like test of you and I. No, the test of Ibrahim is one of the toughest one. Our scholars have chose among those toughest questions, a test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim, and counted them as 10 difficult tests. 10 difficult tests. I don't have time to go all of it, but I'll give you some of those tests. Number one of those tests is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim to slaughter his own son. And that is the toughest test. Huh? Regarding, when you look at Ibrahim, Ibrahim lived his life for a long time asking for children. He didn't get one. He finally get the second wife. He has Sarah, his wife. After so many years, no birth, no child. He decided to marry a second wife, Hajar. Through Hajar, Allah gave him Ismail. Now imagine a person who has been looking for a child for a long time. Now he has the son, mashallah, the son that he loved. And Quran says in Surah As-Safat, Allah did not ask him to slaughter the child when he was a baby. It's easier to do that. Allah waited until the time Ismail became a teenager, where he started to help Ibrahim in life and he started to contribute in his father's life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now that you need your son, because Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had Ismail after he passed 80 years of age. The time that he needed Ismail the most, that was the time Allah said, now I want Ismail too. Now there's a crash of needs here. Huh? Allah and Ibrahim, that's the biggest test. That when your need and the need of Allah comes in one thing, Allah wants, you want. Which one will be put first? Allah's or mine? That's the real test, my dear brothers. Ibrahim alayhi salam put the love of Allah first. That is, Ya Allah, you come first. What happened? Quran said, Ibrahim then told his son Ismail, Ya Bunayya inni ara fil manami anni adbahu. Qala fanzur madha tara. Look what you think. Ismail, a good son, immediately he replied, he said, اِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Do whatever you have been asked to do, ya father. And inshallah, you will find me among those who are patient. They all submitted to Allah. Quran says, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the story in the Quran. That was the toughest test Ibrahim went through. He passed this test, and ajib. It's amazing that each test Ibrahim goes in, he comes out as a victor. He passed each and every test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested. One of the tests also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim, was that Allah asked Ibrahim, Ya Ibrahim, I want you to move from your motherland to different part. See, we are, alhamdulillah, most of us were immigrants. But usually, we move from the bad place to good place. Right? I live in the third world. I know in the Western society or in the Western countries, there's a better life. Good education. So let me move there. Ibrahim's test was not like that. It was the opposite, the other way. You were born and raised in a nice environment. Developed area. Allah said, now the test starts. Ya Ibrahim, leave the developed area and go to undeveloped area, dead area, where you should be the first person to develop that land. How difficult that test is. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, okay, Ya Allah, listen to Allah and move from Iraq. He was born and raised in Iraq. Moved to Saudi Arabia where there was nothing, dead land. And Quran mentioned when Ibrahim talked to Allah, he said, Rabbi inni askantu dhurriyati biwadin ghayra zizara in the baytika al-muharram. Oh Allah, I have settled my family by your house on the land where it's barren. There is no house, nothing. That was another test of Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salam went through all these tests, 10 difficult tests, and after he passed the whole test, now Allah, listen, Allah want to give him a title. Now he passed the test. Now is the time to give, to get his reward, his title. What is his title? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. Now I am appointing you, Ibrahim, to become what? Imam. Subhanallah. Ibrahim was a prophet. That's one title. Ibrahim is a messenger, another title. But up to now, he's not Imam? Yes, he's not Imam. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Ya Ibrahim, all this time you don't deserve to become Imam, huh? Even though you're a messenger, you're a prophet. But now we are now to give you the highest title in Islam, which is the title of Imamate. Now you know, when we say our Imams are higher than the Prophet, don't be surprised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, he told Ibrahim, Ibrahim, you are prophet, you are messenger, but you don't have the title of Imam.